White House says layoffs imminent with no end to shutdown in sight. Israeli naval ships intercept Gaza-bound flotilla. Four ways this U.S. government shutdown could end. Dame Jane Goodall remembered as a true hero for the planet. A new China tech visa has caught India's attention. Now locals aren't happy. Musk becomes world's first half-trillionaire. Israel tightens siege of Gaza City as Hamas reviews Trump peace plan. None of us have ever asked for special treatment. Female veterans respond to Hegseth. Afghans rejoice as internet returns after Taliban blackout. State of calamity in Philippines province as earthquake kills 69. Germany arrests suspected Hamas members over alleged attack plot. Chunk of NYC building collapses in possible explosion. French troops board oil tanker linked to Russian shadow fleet. Hunter S. Thompson's death to be reviewed 20 years later. Danish PM calls for strong answer from EU leaders to Russia's hybrid attacks. Munich Oktoberfest to reopen after fatal house fire and bomb threat. Brown bear heavyweights fat bear weak despite injury. Kenya offers reward as angers over failure to arrest suspected serial killer. Man suspected of ordering murder of three Argentine women arrested South African firebrand MP. Mailma convicted of firing a gun in public deported from the US to Ghana then dumped at the border. Nigerian man speaks out. Emily Blunt among Hollywood stars outraged over AI actor Tilly Norwood. Anne visits Ukraine to support children traumatized by war. Australia's sunscreen scandal grows as more products pulled off shelves. No more scribbling. Indian court tells doctors to fix their handwriting. Flights in Afghanistan grounded after internet shutdown. Relief and new baby for asylum. Family of child who suffocated during English Channel crossing. Billionaire populist eyes power and check vote, but may need help from extremes. Hurricane season brings financial fears in the Caribbean. Bowen, momentum is the strength of Trump's Gaza plan, but lack of detail is its weakness. Sudanese city under siege. My son's whole body is full of shrapnel. Jobs, travel, national parks. What impact will U.S. shutdown have? Gaza doctors are starving while fighting to save lives, evacuated medic tells BBC. For Netanyahu, avoiding a peace deal may now be worse than agreeing to one. Scientists make embryos from human skin, DNA, for first time. Watch, Jane Goodall tells BBC how she became interested in animals. Jimmy Kimmel on the moment, he found out he was going off air. It's safe now. See students pulled from rubble of collapsed Indonesian school. Funfair ride breaks apart at school event in LA. Gold prices keep record highs close amid U.S. government shutdown. Rate cut bets. U.S. Energy Department cancels $7.6 billion in funding meant for projects. U.S. to give Ukraine intelligence on long-range energy targets in Russia. Oil prices tick up from four-month lows with U.S. inventory. OPEC Plus supply in focus. Trump says China's Xi using soy as negotiation tactic ahead of talks. G7 nations say they will target those continuing to increase Russian oil purchases. Oil slumps to 16-week low on U.S. shutdown and possible OPEC Plus plans. U.S. agencies to continue some fossil fuel work during shutdown. Trump administration scraps $8 billion for climate-related projects. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.94%. Citigroup lifts Ether outlook, trims Bitcoin view on shifting investor flows. China EV stocks rise ahead of Tesla, Q3 delivery figures. OpenAI hits $500 billion valuation after Sheryl Source says. Alibaba mapping logs record daily users on first day of China holiday. OpenAI valued at record $500 billion in latest share sale, Bloomberg reports. Universal Music, Warner Music nearing AI licensing deals. FT reports, two Delta planes collide while taxiing at New York's LaGuardia. Samsung SK Hynix shares leap after OpenAI chip deal.